天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，平安，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，你是否经常向神祈求，但神一直没有回应你的祷告呢？这到底是为什么呢？麦克牧师将继续透过亚伯拉罕与撒拉生以撒的故事来与我们分享，耶和华岂有难成的事。
创世纪第十八章，耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地说，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息，我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。他们说，就照你说的行吧。亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷见撒拉说，你速速拿三细亚细面调和做饼。亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里，牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好了。亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊来，摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。他们问亚伯拉罕说，你妻子撒拉在哪里？他说，在帐篷里。三人中有一位说，到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已断绝了。撒拉心里暗笑说，我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑说，我既已年老，我真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉就害怕，不承认说，我没有笑。那位说，不然，你实在笑了。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a joy to know that you are there listening to this program.
很高兴知道你收听这个节目。
And we are always glad to hear from you.
而且我们也很乐意收到你的来信。
We are in the midst of a series of messages from the life of Abraham.
我们正在讲一系列关于亚伯拉罕生平的信息。
And in our last broadcast, we left Abraham struggling with the message from God.
上次节目结束的时候，我们谈到亚伯拉罕为着神对他说的话，内心有所挣扎。
That Isaac will be born to him and Sarah.
神对他说，他和撒拉要生一个儿子，就是以撒。
Abraham's own plan were not God's promises.
亚伯拉罕的计划和神的应许并不一致。
Now Abraham has learned that his 90-year-old wife is going to bear a son to be the fulfillment of God's promise.
现在亚伯拉罕听神说，他那90岁的妻子将要按着神所应许的为他生一个儿子。
Sarah was a godly woman and a good wife to Abraham.
撒拉是一位虔诚信神的妇女，也是亚伯拉罕的好妻子。
God was going to use Sarah, a woman, to fulfill his promise to Abraham.
神将要用撒拉这位女士来成全他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
In the past broadcasts, we have seen that after 13 years of spiritual stagnation,
在前几次的节目里，我们看到经过13年灵性的停滞不前，
Abraham and Sarah get revived and energized by El Shaddai.
全能的神亲自复兴亚伯拉罕和撒拉，并且激励他们。
In chapter 18, verses 1 to 5,
在创世纪十八章一到五节里，
The Lord appears to Abraham with two angels on each side.
耶和华和两位天使一同向亚伯拉罕显现。
The Lord's appearance here is different from the previous times.
耶和华这次的显现和以前几次有所不同。
He did not come to Abraham in a dream.
他不是在梦中向亚伯拉罕显现。
He did not come to him materialized as El Shaddai.
也不是向亚伯拉罕彰显他是全能神。
But the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ came to him in person.
这次亲自向亚伯拉罕显现的其实是尚未道成肉身降生世界的耶稣基督。
Abraham recognizes immediately that they were not ordinary human beings.
亚伯拉罕立刻就认出他们不是一般的人。
So, in an act of worship, Abraham bows down.
因此亚伯拉罕俯伏在地拜他们。
As if to say, My Lord, you know me, I am Abraham.
似乎是说，神啊，你认识我，我是亚伯拉罕啊。
And if you are pleased with me, I want you to stop by my place.
如果我在你眼前蒙恩，希望你能在我这里留下。
Abraham was longing for the Lord's company.
亚伯拉罕渴望神的同在。
And with typical ancient hospitality, he washed their feet and prepared them food.
照着古代传统的待客之道，他替他们洗脚，并且为他们预备了食物。
In verses 6, 7, and 8, Abraham rushes into the tent and shares his excitement with Sarah.
在第六、第七、第八节这里，我们看到亚伯拉罕急忙跑进帐篷，很兴奋地对撒拉说
：“Quick, prepare 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make bread.
你速速拿三细亚细面调和做饼。
”The Bible says Sarah immediately sprang into action.
圣经说撒拉立刻就去做。
Now I'm not advising husbands to habitually bring visitors unannounced to their wives, night after night.
我并不是建议你们身为丈夫的可以习惯性的不预先通知妻子，天天就把客人带回家来。
But I know that when the occasion presents itself, it becomes an opportunity for wives to manifest their spirituality.
但我知道当偶尔发生这种情形时，就会成为妻子表现她灵性修养的好机会。
I try to imagine old Abraham running into the tent. Sarah, rustle up some food. These are no ordinary visitors.
我试着去想象老亚伯拉罕跑进了帐篷说，撒拉，这些不是普通的客人，赶快去弄点吃的。
And Sarah beautifully and graciously responds.
撒拉优雅大方地回应了她丈夫的要求。
If she has been one of these modern women, she would have exploded like a faulty pressure cooker.
如果撒拉是一位现代女性的话，她可能会像一个有毛病的压力锅那样爆了。
But she acted with graciousness and hospitality.
但是她表现得既有风度又热情的款待。
No wonder the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 3 chooses Sarah over all the other women in the Old Testament as an illustration of how to be a godly wife.
难怪使徒彼得在彼得前书第三章从所有旧约中的妇女里选择了撒拉作为一个敬虔妻子的模范。
Now, she was not perfect.
当然撒拉并不是完美的。
Nor was Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也不是。
But with amazing resilience, she showed strength of character under the pressure of the unexpected.
然而在这种预料不到的压力下，撒拉表现出乐观豁达的性格。
Sarah was gracious and hospitable, so was Abraham.
撒拉非常好客，亚伯拉罕也是一样。
He did not just sit and put his feet up, letting Sarah do all the work.
他并没有光坐着翘起二郎腿，而让撒拉一个人去忙。
No.
他没有。
After washing their feet, he ran to his herd and chose the best of his cattle and gave it to his servants to prepare for the honored guest.
在替这些贵宾洗完了脚以后，他又跑到牛群里选了一只最好的牛犊，交给仆人预备菜肴。
In verses 9 to 12, the Lord asked for Sarah by name.
在第九到十二节这一段里，神指名道姓的问撒拉在哪里。
Listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一件很重要的事。
Christ always calls you by name.
基督知道你的名字，他认识你。
Do you know that Jesus always calls you by name?
你知不知道耶稣一向都认识你，直呼你的名字呢？
Jesus called Zacchaeus by name to come down from the top of the tree.
耶稣叫得出撒该的名字，要他从树上下来。
He called Nathanael by name.
耶稣叫得出拿但业的名字。
And he knew him before he saw him.
耶稣在还没有看到拿但业之前就已认识他了。
He told the Samaritan woman,All about her past.
耶稣对那撒玛利亚的妇人说出她过去的一切。
He knew her by name.
耶稣知道撒玛利亚妇人的名字。
All things are known to him.
耶稣知道所有的事。
So in verse 10, the Lord repeats the promise of the coming son by Sarah.
在第十节里，神又重复了撒拉必生一个儿子的应许。
Some of you may say, wait a minute.Why is the Lord repeating himself?
你或许会问，等等，神为什么要重复他说过的话呢？
He already told Abraham in chapter 17 that he will have a son.
在第十七章里，他不是已经告诉了亚伯拉罕他会有一个儿子吗？
Oh, you see, Abraham knew about it, but he did not tell Sarah.
不错，亚伯拉罕早知道这件事了，但是他没有告诉撒拉。
And the Lord knew that Sarah was eavesdropping in the inner tent.
而且神也知道这时撒拉正在帐篷里偷听他们的谈话。
And he wanted to make sure that she heard it.
他就是要让撒拉听见这件事。
In chapter 17, God prepared Abraham for the promise of blessing.
在十七章那里，神预备亚伯拉罕的心来接受这应许的福分。
But Abraham did not rush home to break the news to Sarah.
但是亚伯拉罕并没有赶紧回家，把这个消息告诉撒拉。
So in Genesis 18, the Lord prepares Sarah for that news.
因此在创世纪第十八章里，神预备撒拉的心来接受这个消息。
In verse 12, she could not fathom what she had just heard.
第十二节撒拉简直无法理解他所听到的。
Can you picture someone who is 99 years of age walking into the house and calls his 90-year-old wife and says, Guess what? We're going to have a baby.
你能不能想象一个99岁的老头回到家里对他那90岁的妻子说，你知道怎么着？我们将要生个孩子了。
It is probably enough to give her a heart attack.
这句话足以叫他的妻子心脏病发作。
But instead of a heart attack, Sarah laughed to herself in the kitchen.
不过撒拉倒没有心脏病发作，而是自个儿在厨房里偷笑。
She did not think that anyone will know about this.
撒拉认为不会有人知道这件事的。
But the Lord did.
但是神知道。
But also notice that the Lord does not rebuke Sarah for laughing.
请注意。神并没有责备撒拉的暗笑。
Instead of rebuking Sarah, the Lord asks Abraham why Sarah is laughing.
神非但没有责备撒拉，反而问亚伯拉罕，撒拉为什么暗笑。
I think this is a rebuke for Abraham for not passing the news onto his wife.
我认为神这是在责备亚伯拉罕，没有把消息告诉他的妻子。
In verse 14, listen to what the Lord said.
听听神在第十四节里怎么说。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
James tells us if we are asking and not receiving.
雅各告诉我们，我们求也得不着。
It is because we ask wrongly.
是因为我们妄求。
It is because we ask selfishly.
因为我们求的自私。
It is because we ask ignorantly.
因为我们求的无知。
Is anything too difficult for the Lord?
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
It is we who need to learn the lesson of knowing what to do with what he gives us.
然而我们要学习明白神到底赐给我们什么，我们该如何去做。
In the book of Numbers, God says to Moses,
在民数记里神对摩西说，
Is the Lord's power limited?
神的能力是有限的吗？
Jeremiah said to the Lord, Nothing is too difficult for you.
耶利米对神说，在你没有难成的事。
In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, the angel Gabriel told the Virgin Mary of the coming pregnancy with these words.
在路加福音第一章三十七节，天使加百列告诉童贞女玛利亚，她将要怀孕的时候说，
For nothing will be impossible with God.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Let's get back to the book of Genesis.
让我们再回到创世纪。
In verse 15 of chapter 18,
18章的15节,
Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I didn't laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh.
撒拉就害怕不承认，说我没有笑。那位说，不然你实在笑了。
Out of fear, Sarah denied her laughter.
撒拉因着害怕就不承认她笑过。
But as a result of her encounter with the Lord, Sarah became a woman of faith.
但由于她曾经面对神的缘故，撒拉成为一位有信心的妇女。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 tells us that she was a woman of faith.
希伯来书十一章十一节就告诉我们，撒拉是一位有信心的妇女。
In Genesis 18, 16 to 19,
在创世纪十八章十六到十九节，
We see a beautiful picture of Abraham walking with the Lord.
我们看到亚伯拉罕与神同行的一幅美丽的图画。
Communing with the Lord.
他与神交谈。
Fellowshipping with the Lord.
他与神相处。
Communicating on a deep level with the Lord.
他与神有深入的沟通。
My listening friend, as I conclude, I want to ask you several questions.
亲爱的朋友，在我结束之前，我想问你几个问题。
Do you take time to commune with God?
你有没有花时间与神交谈呢？
Do you take time to hear the voice of God?
你有没有花时间聆听神的声音呢？
Or do you get so busy that your fellowship with God takes less and less time?
或者因为你太忙了，以至于你与神相处的时间越来越少呢？
Until you become spiritually dry.
直到有一天你的灵性枯干了。
Then when you get into trouble, you say, Why has God forsaken me?
你遇到麻烦的事，你就说，神为什么撇弃我呢？
In reality, it is you who have forsaken him by ceasing to daily fellowshipping with him.
事实上，是因着你不再每天与神共处而远离了他。
Will you come back to him today?
你愿意今天就回到神的面前吗？
Will you say to him, Lord, I am sorry that I have forsaken my time with you?
你愿意对他说，主啊，对不起，是我放弃了与你在一起的时间。
Lord, forgive me my negligence of communing with you.
主啊，赦免我疏忽了与你相处的时刻。
Help me to make my walking daily with you to be the priority of my life.
帮助我以每天与你同行为我生命中的首要事情。
And if you've made that decision, write and tell us.
如果你做了这个决定，请你写信告诉我们。
In our next program, we will see the benefits of daily walking with God.
在下次的节目当中，我们要看看每天与神同行的好处。
God will reveal to you His secrets when you commune with Him.
当你与神心灵相通时，神会把他的奥秘向你显明的。
So until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次再见。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，真的是感谢神。 在亚伯拉罕和撒拉年迈的时候，神应允了他们，赐给他们一个儿子叫以撒。亚伯拉罕经历了13年之后，愿意顺服神，与神同行，神就应允他。这让我们看到，在神没有难成的事，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。从中我们也学到属灵功课，我们向神祈求得不到应允，我们是否也反省一下自己，我们是不是太自私，求得无知，或是妄求呢？我们要学习明白神到底赐给我们什么，我们该如何去做，求神赐给我们智慧，讲该讲的话，做该做的事。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
是什